Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
You know, in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, God told parents to teach your children when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. In other words, the Bible is saying, teach your children constantly. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, who directs our parenting and youth team here at Focus. And Danny, what does it look like for parents to be teaching their kids throughout the day?
Well, John, it really is that. I mean, in the way we live our lives, in the conversations we have with one another in the family, the way we navigate stress, the choices we make in consuming media, the way we handle our jobs, and the way we talk about people in our job, really the way we're handling our life is a way to teach. And then the way we handle our relationships with people around the house is a way to model the teaching of what we're learning from Scripture. Yeah. And then the way we parent our children, that relationship with them, do we put boundaries and do we have a relationship?
That's good. I appreciate that. In other words, there are lots of opportunities to be teaching throughout the day.
All day long.
So Focus President Jim Daly and I sat down with two dads, Joe Battaglia and Joe Pellegrino, and they have written a book about fatherhood and discussed the importance of dads teaching their children biblical truth.
Tell me about your relationship with your dad. What happened? What kind of relationship did you have with your dad?
My dad was a very good man, but he wasn't necessarily a great teaching father. My father used reverse psychology on me, which he believed would make me stronger. And I guess it did, but the reality is it also led me down a really bad path because I wanted his approval so bad and I wanted to be somebody so badly that I did a lot of things that I wish I never did. Mm. As a matter of fact, guys, I told so many lies when I was younger that to this day, I don't know what actually happened in my childhood because I made up this whole fantasy world.
And about having the good dad?
Not necessarily about having a good dad, about being a good man, me personally.
Okay. What were some of those lies? What did they sound like?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I was probably the captain of Lost in Space, you know, all that kind of stuff. And everything. I made myself look better than I was, because I didn't have a good grasp on who I was. I didn't have a man who was speaking into my life, telling me and encouraging me what a man really looks like. You know, I grew up with the idea that a man had to be strong, had to have a lot of women and that kind of thing. And that's just not what a man is.
Yeah. Let me go a little further, though. What drives that insecurity? I mean, where does that come from for many of us guys? It's a kind of a male thing to be bigger, show yourself bigger than you truly are, or better than you truly are.
Oh, I believe we're hardwired. I believe God has hardwired men to have an understanding of who they are.
And who they're not.
Actually, the who they're not is probably more important than who they are, yeah, in a lot of ways, because we need to eliminate all those things that society is telling us and really focus on that which God crafted us to do. And if, when we study Scripture and we look at it, we can get a very good sense of who we are in Christ. And when we do that, it changes the game.
Well, and that's what we talk about in terms of being rooted in Him, His,
yes,
truth,
amen,
transcendental truth, bigger,
mm-hmm,
truth than what we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're driving
that's
at.
That's right.
All right, Joe, you have a daughter.
I do.
Share an occasion where your words made a big impression on her. Let's put you right on the firing line.
I know
here.
This story.
Well, this is a great story. You know, basically what happened one day was my daughter said, "Hey, Dad, let's go for a trip to the mall," which is teenage euphemism for, "Dad, I want you to buy me something."
Right. Retail therapy.
Retail therapy, yes. And so, and this is the important thing, is that I went with her, right? And so we go to the mall and we go into, and I won't mention the store on air.
Okay.
But it was one of those places where when I walked into the store, there were pictures of half-naked young women, adolescent young women, lying on top of equally unattired young men. And at this point, I'm steaming. And I'm saying, what's this about? And my daughter is about 13 or 14 and elbows me in the ribs and says, "Dad, don't," because she knows I will say something. Mm-hmm. And so we walk up to the counter and there are two young people standing there. Of course, you know, they're just working. And so she says again, "Dad, don't." So I put the shirt on the counter and then I asked the young man, "I want you to tell your manager, please, that I really don't like what I see on the walls here. because I don't like the messages it's giving out, and I think it's dishonoring to our children. And so he kind of sheepishly turns away, and then I look to the young lady and I say, young lady, do you like what you see up here? How does it represent what you feel about yourself? And she kind of sheepishly turns away as well, at which point my daughter yells out, Dad, they don't care. On cue, the young man turns back to me and says, I wish my father cared as much. Silence. And as we walked out of the mall that day, my daughter said to me, well, Dad, you know, he had to say that. And I said, honey, you will learn that people will only say what is on their heart to say. And so I think it's incumbent upon us as men, and particularly as fathers, to understand that our role is a teacher. In Deuteronomy 11, 18 to 19, Moses assembles the men from the camp, and he says this to them, fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you walk along the road, when you sit at home, when you lie down, and when you get up. The reality is that we are teachers, primarily and basically. That's what we do. And my call to men is to say, when you are with your children, go with them, walk along the road, and be with them. Don't just give them $20 and have them sit, you know, by themselves or go by themselves. And so what I like to just leave men with is to say that our children will learn something from us, even if it's nothing.
You know, Danny, I'm sure that children have felt this about their parents, but a lot of dads, we feel like we just don't have our kids full attention. I mean, how can I compete with the electronics that are always in their face, pocket, ears, everywhere? So what are some ways proactively that we as dads can just reach out and kind of connect with our kids?
The first one is to listen to your kids. What are they interested in? What do they like? And also help them learn about you. What do you enjoy doing and why do you enjoy doing that? And maybe take turns, you know, maybe doing some activities you enjoy and activities your kids enjoy. But it can be as simple as even writing a text to your child within the sea of texts. The reality is that kids are going to be utilizing electronic devices in their lives. I mean, that is just from here on out, that's probably going to happen. Yet as parents, we can put boundaries, limits. We're not here to make our kids happy. I've said that before. But we're here to provide guidance, and that is putting limits on this. I've heard of parents just giving up, saying, I can't put any more limits, whatever. You just do what you want to do. Because it is a daily type of grind in creating those boundaries and limits. So as dads, make sure you're listening and then also remembering what your kids enjoy doing, and then make a point to schedule that in.
Say, ask them if you can participate with them in some of this.
Let's throw the ball around. Let's go for a walk. Let's draw together and stretch yourself, because you can learn from your kids.
Yeah, you know, I would apply this to even younger adult kids. I mean, I was going off on an errand the other day, and I said to my daughter, who's in her early 20s, I said, do you want to come along? She's like, yeah. It turned out to be wonderful and so good that we repeated that with a different daughter later that same day. I had another errand. I said to the other daughter, you want to come? Yeah. And I had some great conversations. It wasn't scheduled. It wasn't formal. We have to look for those times, don't we?
Oh, we do. My daughter has wanted to go running. It's helped me get in better shape.
What is she saying?
She said, hey, Dad, let's go for a run together. And so we run, and then we walk back talking with each other. My son wants to get improve his shot, his basketball shot, and improve his jumping skills. And I'm kind of past that, but I'm doing the drills with him to learn and stand alongside of him. I've watched some of the videos with him to learn alongside of him so I can coach him well and know what he's learning from the videos he's watching. So taking interest in what our kids are interested in, participating in that, really fuels that relational connection with your kids.
Yeah, and of course, as I started this little segment, we sometimes send the signal to our kids that our electronics, our work, whatever is more important than them. So let's make sure that we're not doing that, that we're actually disengaged from distractions and spending quality time with our kids. And if you want to learn more about effective parenting, let me invite you to stop by our website. We've got a free parenting assessment. You can take that in just a few minutes, and it's going to help you identify areas of strength and some areas perhaps of growth or maybe weakness in your parenting. We're also recommending Joe Battaglia and Joe Pellegrino's book, Fathers Say, Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. We're making that available for a gift of any amount to Focus on the Family today. And so join our support team. We'll say thanks by sending that book out to you. Details are in the episode show notes. Next time, more about teaching your kids biblical truth. And for now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.